Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet with more celebrity facts with me, Lisa Lang. This week, I'm talking about the actor Will Ferrell. So, John William Ferrell was born on July 16, 1967 in Inven, California. Before joining the Groundlings, Ferrell's attempt to stand-up comedy had a little success. He started in the advanced classes and grew up to love inspiration. He also realised he also liked to impersonate people, and one of his favourites was Harry Carey and the Hall of Fame baseball announcer. After SNL's decline in popularity in 1994 to 1995, and in need of a new cast members for the next season, a producer saw the Groundlings and asked Ferrell, Caton and Sherry Autry to audition in Saturday Night Live's main producer, Lorne Michaels. During this time on Saturday Night Live, Ferrell appeared in several movies: Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, A Night of Roboxery, Superstar, The Ladies' Men, Downing Mona, Jay and the Silent Bob Strike Back, and Luzandler. His first starring role after his departure from Saturday Night Live was as Frank the Tank, Richard in Old School. In 2003, Will played the giant elf, Buddy, in the movie Elf. Ferrell's performance as Buddy in the particular was praised by critics. The film inspired the 2010 Broadway musical Elf the Musical and NBC's 2014 stop-motion animated television special Elf Buddy's Musical Christmas. In 2008, Ferrell starred in the movie Step Brothers with John C. Reilly. The movie also starred Adam Scott, Catherine Hahn, and Mary Stinman and Richard Jenkins. It was directed and frequent Ferrell collaborator Adam McKay, who was also the co-writer of the movie. Ferrell is also known to promotional appearances, including acting as part of the pre-game video package for the Rose Bowl, along with University of Texas at Austin alum Matthew McConaughey. He also had several guest appearances of Family Guy, where he played the Black Knight in Mr. Saturday Night, as well as the Fat Greek Guy and Miles Chatterbox, Musket in the 15 Minutes of Shame. Ferrell has presented numerous times at the Academy Awards. He sang a humorous song, Get Off the Stage, with Jack Black in 2004, and sang a song about comedies being snubbed by the voters in favour of dramas, John C. Reilly and Jack Black in 2007. Ferrell appeared in the 2007 music video for Some Make Some Noise by a Beastie Boys in front of a limo playing a cowbell. In 2014, Ferrell filmed a role in the comedy drama Zero Vile based on the novel of the same name. The film's release was delayed until 2019. Also in 2014, Ferrell signed a portrayal director, Russ Meyer, in Russ and Roger Go Beyond, a comedic biopic documenting the making of Beyond the Valley of the Dolls. In February 2019, Ferrell launched a Ron Bontry podcast in collaboration with the iHeartRadio Movie Podcast Network. The show was originally slated for two seasons of 12 episodes each. In 2020, Ferrell starred alongside Julia Louis-Dreyfus in the remake of the 2014 Swedish film Force Majeure, entitled Downhill, which was directed by Nat Buxton and Jim Rash. The same year, he starred in the musical comedy film Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga, with Rachel McAdams. In 2022, he starred in the Apple TV Plus musical comedy film Spirited with Ryan Reynolds. He also served as the film's producer. The next year, he played the CEO of Mattel in Greta Gerwig's comedy film Barbie, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling. The same year, he produced and starred in the film Quiz Lady. In 2024, Ferrell co-starred in a Netflix documentary, Will Harper. So now I know about Will Ferrell. He is the most amazing actor I've seen in a load of movies. My favourite movies I've seen him in is definitely Elf, because that's one of my favourite Christmas films, and Step Brothers, because he's so funny in that. And I've seen a lot of people making funny videos and recreating some funny scenes out of the movie. So they're my two favourites. Next time, I'm going to talk about the dog, Safi the Promski. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care.